You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. It's time for Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
And from the WISS studio, it's Todd, producer, and Lisa Hale, New Wisco News Bureau Chief. I got it right.
Yes, I'm so proud of you.
I am too, actually, to be honest with you.
Today on Valley Focus, we have Anna Murphy Pochask. I said that right.
Hey, that's me.
I'm always worried that I'm going to say something really wrong.
So, you crushed it. Nailed it.
Thank you. You're with Discover Oshkosh. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's kind of cool because we get the stereo treatment. We get Pat every other week. We get you every other week. And it's a nice combo. I mean, Pat's great. Don't get me wrong. We love Pat. We love Pat.
And Pat loves Oshkosh.
Yes, he does. And he's such a great ambassador.
Absolutely. We've had like extreme heat the last couple of days. We're coming up on the weekend and you're here to tell us everything going on that we want to check out.
Absolutely. Telling you what's hot for this hot summer. Here we go. So first of all, I would like to point out there's a ton of live music. So all of you music lovers out there, there's a ton of options, whether you want, you know, the inside to stay out of the heat or, you know, that outside experience. Fox River Brewery, you know, they always have that live music going on, The Hangar, Sturgeon Spirits, just to name a few. But check out all of that awesome live music going on and support local artists.
So. Absolutely. We're all about that. Mm-hmm. What else is on the calendar?
Okay. This one is fun, and I'm very excited that we have this coming to Oshkosh. It's Roller Derby.
Yes!
I mean, how awesome and how cool to experience something like that. And I just read up a little bit on it and it sounds so unique and, you know, it's going to be such an entertaining experience. So check that out if you got something free time on Saturday. They got that going on there.
Have you ever gone to see him, like a roller derby thing?
Not yet.
It's so much fun. I have friends who in Louisiana were actual derby girls and holy moly, they don't take any guff and they will punch and kick and elbow.
I absolutely believe
amazing.
It. And all on skates, mind you, right?
Yes.
Like all on rollerblades, roller skates.
So. And that's at the arena?
That is at the Oshkosh Arena. Yes. Yeah, so right here in town. And then another one to shout out. We got Pride going on at the Leech on Sunday. So another one to check out if you're interested. And yeah, other things, you know, we got Dino Day at the pool for all you kiddos or, you know, maybe adults with kid at heart, you know, anything like that. And then, of course, you know, our awesome, awesome Oshkosh Farmers Market. You know, we can always be checking that out. This past weekend, I actually had a watermelon popsicle. They wrapped.
What?
Yes. You want to hear what it entails?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so it's a popsicle stick. It's a popsicle stick with watermelon on it, and they wrap a fruit roll-up around it, soak it in chamoy, and then they sprinkle tahini on it. So it's like bursting with flavors, this crazy fruit popsicle that you need to try.
Where did you get that?
One of the stands. I believe that they are there every week, but it is just so goofy and so fun.
400 or 500 block?
It is, I believe, it's closer, kind of by Elsewhere, across the street from Elsewhere, so.
Okay, mm-hmm, now mm-hmm. I know where to go.
Yep, it's delicious, and it's just bursting with flavor. It was the craziest thing. It was spicy, and then it was sweet, and then, oh, everything was so good, but yeah.
Lisa and I hit the farmer's market last week, right? Yeah. Not this past week, but the week before. Of course, it was all about the food. I mean, you know, the vegetables are out there. The flowers are out there. The artisans are out there. But it's like, I got to get something to eat. Even if you're not hungry, you've got to get something to eat.
Oh my gosh. You just walk by and you get a whiff of something good. You know, the food is just amazing.
If you can't find something that you want to eat, you're not hungry or you just have no taste. You know, you're one of those people who only likes to oatmeal.
I always say nothing wrong. Even if you're not hungry there, grab it to go.
Yes.
And then when you're later in the day, when you've got the munchies or whatever, go for it.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. Definitely. I mean, I think sugar snap peas for breakfast that day. So you do what you can on the Oshkosh Farmer Market Saturday mornings, but those are always so fun to participate in. And even just walking, you don't even have to get anything. You know, if you're like, yeah, you know, just want to cruise the app, like you can do that too. So really good live music there as well. So
Is there a place that people can go maybe online to get a listing of stuff that's happening this weekend?
Absolutely. You can check us out at discoveroshkosh.com. All of our events are up to date and all of the information is on there. So you can check that out as well as on Discover Oshkosh social pages as well.
Do want to mention this because Pride is coming up on Sunday. Mm-hmm. If for some reason there is bad weather, they have a contingency plan to be at the arena. So if it's too wet outside or stormy outside or whatever, that's not going to cancel the event this year and reschedule the event. They'll just move everything down to the arena. So kind of keep an ear on that. If that's something you're going to go do, you can make sure and stay up to date on that. I'm sure you can go on Facebook, Oshkosh Pride, look for it, and they'll keep you up to date there.
And they'll have a lot of live music, too.
And food.
And food, yes.
I mean, my God, between music and food.
Oshkosh has it going on, doesn't
Seriously.
It? It really does.
I would love to just listen to music all day and eat food. That's a dream.
I actually did that on Sunday. I actually went someplace, listened to music. You know, it was really hot out, right? Just kept popping the Spotted Cows, and I was not going anywhere. Before I knew it, like, they had already closed, and I was still hanging out. So I had to apologize for staying around too long.
It was the Spotted Cows. It wasn't him.
Was it? Yeah, right.
Right.
Anything coming up in the next several weeks? We've got EAA coming up. I mean, that's just around the corner, too.
Yeah, of course. So the weekend, July 10th through the 13th, we got Life Fest going on, which is an awesome event. Yes. And then we'll pack a boat ride volleyball tournament.
That was huge last year. Mm-hmm. Like, what did they say? Like 30,000 people or something like that?
Yep. It's a huge, huge event, and that's something that's open to the public, the volleyball tournament. So you're welcome to go watch that competitive volleyball. There's also, you know, the drinks, the food, all of those things as well. So, yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a great, not only weekend, but a month of July, too, coming up here.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Listen, honest to God, if you live in the area or in the Valley, Green Bay, Fond du Lac, whatever, and you can't find something to do this weekend or any weekend or even like during the week.
You're not trying.
Yeah, you're not trying.
You're not. Anna, thank you so much for joining us from Discover Oshkosh. It's always a pleasure to have anyone from Discover Oshkosh, but especially you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
I'm going to tell Pat she said that. I'm going to tell Pat she said that.
He'll never believe you.
I think he will. I know how he is. He likes Spotted Cow, too. Back with Mino and the Mayor in just a bit. This is Valley Focus on 98.3 and 96.5 WISS.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.